You're listening to the Comic Crusaders Podcast. I am your host, Al Mega, CEO of Comic Crusaders and Undercover Capes. In this show, I'm sitting down with creators from all walks of life to talk about inspiration, process, the lessons they've learned, and a whole lot more.
What about it, man? This is your boy, Al Mega. Welcome to a brand new Comic Crusaders Podcast. And today, we talking some independent comic book publishing. Wepa with an amazing creative team that at the service of creators. Yeah, you heard me right. Actually care and want to take care of creators. We're going to learn about how so, about their amazing books. They even got something on Zoop, you know, that dropped today. Wepa, I can't wait. First up, let me introduce, you know, one of the original founders right here, the one and only Mr. Denton, James Hampton. Hey, how you doing?
Great, man. Thanks for having me, Al. Thanks for that great introduction.
No doubt. Let's get the rest of this extended family of yours over here. Let me get the one and only Mr. Joe Eli.
Yeah, good to see you, Al.
Yeah, thanks for coming through. Last one, one only Mr. Bobby Connell. Hey, what's up?
Hey, happy to thanks, Al.
No, for coming through. You're in the awesomeness of comic books, independent creation, publishing, you know, comic books. Hey, you know, let's get it done, man. It's a nice Friday afternoon. You know, people are hopefully leaving early. If not, you know, this is their last hour at work in some places. Or maybe they, you know, it all depends where they're at, right? It could be lunchtime. Hey, it's all right. Listen up, folks. You're about to learn some things from these amazing folks right here. So thanks for hanging out. So, all right, so, you know, we always have a good origin story first over here before we start getting into the business, all right? You know, get everybody to know you a little bit. Let's get to know that geekiness of yours, you know what I mean? Let's connect, baby. So I'm going to start with my man over here, Denton, baby. Tell me a bit about yourself, where you're OG from, and the first thing in fandom that you ever fell in love with.
Oh, wow, that's a good one. I hail from Tennessee. Been working in comics probably the past 15 years. Used to be a journalist, and I got into another dying industry, you know, but I've got, you know, ink in my blood.
Are you
stories.
Are you like Thanos? And you just start getting into dying things. Let me kill them off and try to get in. All right.
Let's go. Yeah, man, but they can't take me down. You know, I'm still in it. You know, love it. You know, grew up on comics, I guess. You know, Batman was probably my first love, you know, as a kid watching Super Friends. And you know, I'm a person of a certain age. So, you know, I remember that stuff from, you know, late 70s, early 80s. And yeah, so Batman kind of got me into it. I was also into Star Wars. And then when I found out there was a Star Wars comic, you know, that kind of solidified it for me and my love of comics.
All right, so you got in through TV, movies, found comics that way. Because, like, oh, wait a minute, they make this? Awesome. That's fire. I like that. See what I'm saying? Yeah. It's different. You know, not everybody's direct for comic. I could also say it was, you know, it's kind of cartoons. And then when I discovered comics, but I discovered horror comics. So first, and then when they saw they had characters that I was seeing, I was, oh, wait a minute. They have this too. I was a sicko kid, apparently, you know, getting these all this scary stuff. All right. So let me get to my man over here, Joe. Joe, talk to me, baby. Tell me where you OG from and your first love.
So it started with G.I. Joe and Transformers with me, the toys, the cartoons. And then I picked up a copy of X-Men 200, Chris Claremont, John Romita Jr., Trial of Magneto, and comics became that next love. So found some good stores in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and started building my collection. My store introduced me to Frank Frazetta and Jack Kirby and Alex Toth and like the OG, the old school, while the Image guys were hot, I was learning about old comics as well. And then I came to California to go to college, went to San Diego Comic-Con in 1992, in to what I realized was Jack Kirby's 75th birthday party, and started meeting everybody. Yeah, I came late to the show on Thursday, didn't have my badge, and just kind of made my way around the convention center. And there was an upstairs patio. Next thing I know, I'm mingling with comics best. I had a 20-minute conversation with the guy, and it was Jim Lee. And this was the guy that just did 8 million copies of X-Men #1. the year before, and I'm talking to him like I was just a fan. I'm like, these real people put these books together. And I got to meet Jack Kirby and his wife, and I got to meet Jim Lee and all sorts of people. And I've been in love with the convention and the industry ever since. So I've worked at places like Top Cow Productions. I volunteered for the Hero Initiative. And then 7 years ago, I joined the fine folks at IDW. And that's where I met these two guys right here. So it's just been a love affair that continues to grow.
Yeah, Joel already given us the early sprinkles of what became the bromance that became Magma Comics. Hey,
there you go.
So, Bobby, it's your turn, baby. Where you OG from and your first love?
Yeah, I'm from North Carolina, but I spent a decade in New York City, which I see you representing there with your hat. Yeah, my brother is about 10 years older than me. And so when he was a teenager, he was into comics. And I was sort of, you know, grab some of his leftovers. Web of Spider-Man was like the first number one I saw. And I was like, oh, wow, that looks so cool. The first comic I probably bought for myself was Amazing Spider-Man 350, I think, where he fights Dr. Doom. And I just thought that was the coolest stuff ever, you know, that Spidey could tangle with a heavy hitter like Doom. Yeah, and I've just always been in comics since then. In the 90s, I started branching out to alternative comics, you know, Milk and Cheese, Johnny the Homicidal Maniac.
Oh, wow. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and so yeah, I was in the film world in New York for a little bit, but I kept on coming back to comics, and I joined IDW in 2010 and was there for about 12 years. But yeah, here I am with these fine fellows who I met from that company, and we're doing our own thing. It's very cool.
All right, so then talk about the IDW. You know, you guys work in there, and the connection both afterwards. I mean, how did that all happen? How did you guys even initially meet, if you remember right, as part of the bromance story that led to this wonderful creation that is Magma today? It's the Denton.
Yeah, so like Bobby and Joel said, we all met at IDW. You know, I was editor, Bobby was an editor, and Joel was in marketing and sales. And yeah, we all, you know, worked for years, learned so much, you know, developed, you know, camaraderie amongst ourselves and, you know, a lot of other folks there. And then one by one, you know, once COVID hit, each of us left the company, kind of started doing our own things. And, you know, I finally kind of had enough of all of being at like everyone else's, you know, whim, and wanted to kind of strike out our own, kind of be able to do it our way for better or worse, and try to, you know, be the change that we want to see in the industry.
Excellent. So let me go to you, Bobby. So what was that conversation like when he approached you about trying something different in the end?
So Denton and I have been talking about this with a couple other friends, something like this, literally for probably a decade, kind of as a joke, right? Like whenever things were not going our way at IDW, we'd make a joke about, oh, at our company, we're going to do it this way. You know, and for years and years, that was just a joke. But as we got older, we started to get more experience, and I think we all just kind of learned that there's nothing really holding us back from doing this, right? Like there's no secret gatekeeper that's like, you can't start a comic book company. You know, I think we all kind of, with our own experiences, realized we could do this on our own maybe. And so, you know, I think it was earlier this year, again, you know, I'd kind of been hearing from Denton that he was getting something started, but as the year went on, it started getting more and more serious until finally he was like, okay, like we've got our funding. I think we can actually do this. And I had to think about it for 5 seconds because I was actually thinking about like, do I still want to be in comics? And ultimately, I'm like, yeah, I'm not ready to leave yet.
He said 5 seconds. Do I? Yeah. All right.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah, think about it for about 10 seconds. Then you're like, this is where I belong. This is my home. I can't go anywhere if I wanted to.
Yeah. Would you say, Joel, that the conversation was likewise with you? Joel? You know?
Yeah. The experience that we had, we worked with, you know, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Sorry. Internet's not great here. The experience that we had taught us how to make comics for globally recognized characters, but we all knew that there was a better way, and we got to meet creators along the way, and we got to learn about their stories and what they wanted to tell. And we thought, there has to be a better way to do this. And then Denton calls and goes, I'm getting the team back together. I'm getting the boys back together. Let's try to do this the way that we think will benefit everybody, creators, retailers, and fans. And a chance to kind of do things a better way than what we inherited was just too irresistible. So I'm like, I'm in, baby. Let's do it. So here we are.
Love it. So talk about this. You know, what is it about Magma Comic that's going to be different? Because, you know, big shout out to Melissa to help put this together. You know, I got some information where, you know, right? You're talking about creators being given a fair and transparent deal with advanced royalties, you know, first look deals with partners to be reviewed, etc. I mean, talk about the seeds of those ideas to help, you know, creators succeed.
Yeah, like Joel's saying, you know, through our years of experience, you know, we met a lot of creators. And, you know, in the past couple of years since I left IDW, I've been having a lot of conversations about, you know, what the problems that they face as creators, you know, within the industry, within the market, with the deals that they get. And so I tried to, you know, take all that in and try to come up with a deal that was, you know, fair to them. And, you know, and then when we all prosper, you know, we all prosper. You know, if the book takes off, we all benefit from it. And that, you know, that is kind of it.
Excellent. All right. So talk about building a creative team. How are you approaching the creators then, you know, for some of these books? Because I know I have two covers over here. Then you even dropped a project today.
Right.
Cooperate. But you got this baby right here, that the modern Frankenstein. Look at that. I mean, because you used to be first a part kind of a heavy metal, right? And then just decided to just branch off, like, and let mm-hmm. me like really rip yourself off. Whereby, I'm out of here. We're going to do our own thing. I mean, what inspired that moment?
Yeah, just getting a fair deal. You know, it's hard to get a fair deal, you know, in the comics industry. There's, you know, a lot of people that are trying to take advantage of creators and, you know, just want to try to make a quick buck off of NFT or try to make a sell to Hollywood.
Yeah,
so it's all just a rush for that. And so, you know, wanted nothing to do with that. And, you know, there needs to be more publishers out there that are, you know, actually supporting the creators and, you know, helping them sell their books and, you know, try to connect with an audience. So, yeah.
Yeah, for us,
all of us are trying to put ourselves in other people's shoes a lot. Like, Denton and I have both written work for hire stuff, our own personal creator projects. And so we've dealt with the other side of it, right? Being a creator and getting that sort of experience of what publishers are and are not willing to do from us. And so I know I'm always, I think Denton is doing this too, we're always putting ourselves in the creator's shoes, asking, okay, is this a fair deal? If I was getting this deal, would I be happy with it? And I know I personally would be with our deals. I know Joel's doing the exact same thing on the retailer level. You know, he's worked with retailers for years. He's been a retailer. Beautiful. And so he knows the things that from that side of the equation aren't making people happy, right? And I know he's got a lot of great insights into things that we could do to change that outlook.
I saw people and retailers bitching recently about things. You know what I mean?
Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, all right, you know what? Bitch as much as you want, but unfortunately, you know, and I saw another tweet out there like, oh, Star needs to go just indie. But unfortunately, that can't happen. It just can't, because what drives the people to the stores is the known IP, right? But it's about product placement to me on the shelves. That's what it is. Like, retailers got to get smart and put, you know, if it's C, letter C, Captain America, put letter C of an independent book right next to that bad boy. You know, don't make it a Marvel shelf, DC shelf, because I see a lot of people do that, and that shit turns me the fuck off. Like, how about mixing those letters? That's how you really put people up. Like, when they see the quality side by side, because, yo, I saw the artistry with what you guys are presenting within the Magma comics. Whereby, holy smokes, again, high-level, A-list stuff. Hey, this is no BZ. This ain't no Roger Corman. No disrespect to the homie. But you know what I'm saying? You know, like, this is some good stuff. So, you know, I know with Joe, you know, director of marketing, sales, and all, I mean, talk about that. I mean, presenting a wonderful product, man. Talk about that mission with Magma.
So, as Bobby mentioned, I've been retailing since 1998, online and otherwise.
My brother.
Yes. I mean, I've done, my Diamond account is 25 years old, and
older than my kid.
Yeah. And we looked at the situation, and I mean, the stores are the tastemakers. They're the ones that are going to know their customers. We want to make it as easy as possible. Unfortunately, there are gimmicks that a number of our colleagues in the publishing world use, but it confuses and frustrates the retailer. And we want to present a very easy way where all of our titles, if you're just a reader, we have an avenue for you. If you have a customer that's a collector, we have an avenue for you too, but it doesn't affect the reader. You don't have to buy 25 covers an issue to read our stuff.
Thank you.
Don't have to worry about renumbering. You don't have to worry. We're going to make our initial stuff returnable so the retailer knows how many to put on their shelf confidently. And it's a promise we're going to make with all of our titles. So we want to come out of the gate with strong creators, strong product, and give them the confidence. And we're working on other ways to mitigate that risk, because it's, you know, it's tough being a retailer, and we want to shoulder the burden when we can afford to, because we're being very good to our creators, and we're going to be very good to our retailers as well, because they're the ones helping to put those books in everyone's hands. And that's what we're looking for.
Saying that, because, you know, people are saying, oh, who needs OCS? No, we need them. It is a community. It's a wonderful spot.
Yep.
Great business owners. Again, I just want those business owners to understand product placement. And I think, again, that'll definitely need help. And you saw that, again, you can't disregard the big two, no matter what nonsense you think that they're
doing. When we worked at IDW, that globally recognized IP was meant to drive people in the store. And once they're there, it's like, hey, you like action? You should really try this title as well. And they're, you know, retailers are like, they're like, I always say it's a mix between like a bartender, a psychiatrist, and a clergy. Like, customers really turn to their retailer for a lot of information to make their lives better. And if we can make the retailer's life easier, we feel that it's going to give a better chance of like, hey man, you love horror. This title's going to trip you out. You're going to love it. And I believe in it because I can return it if it doesn't sell and put my money somewhere else. But it's hard to get on shelves, and we're going to work as hard as we can to make sure people get a taste of what we have. And we think they're going to come back for more.
Joel is preaching some gospel here. That's what shops want. That's the thing that they need. This is what the community wants to hear as well. You know, believe in your product that much. Yep. So I want to get into now the selection process of books within the Magma Comics universe. I mean, you know, how do you approach that? I mean, how easy is it for a creator to bring a product to you, an IP or a story, and say, hey, I want to be down. Like, what's up? I mean, somebody talk to me here. Where was that function?
You want to check that out? You know, I think it's sort of a combination. Den and I know heck of a lot of people from our couple of decades combined, you know, working comics. So I know there's people we love to work with that we already have developed relationships with. And so I know we've reached out to them, and some of them are going to be joining us on this journey. But in terms of other people that we're maybe not so familiar with, I know I'm easy to get a hold of, Twitter, on Instagram. And I, you know, you talk to some creators that were nobodies about 10 years ago. That's like my favorite thing, is finding those people who just have pure talent and giving them a chance. And now today, you know, they're some pretty big people in the industry. So I love taking chances personally, and I will always make time to look at stuff. If you find me at a convention, we're going to have convention presences next year. You can come talk to me there. Or like I said, just track me down. Just Google Bobby Curno or Magma Publishing, Magma Comics into your Google, and, you know, you'll find us. You'll find a way to contact us.
We're going to talk about that Comic-Con present that's coming up. But also know that there's this new project that dropped on Zoom today from you guys. Let me bring this. I mean, talk about this. Maui Strong drop. I mean, you're looking for $4,000 right now. We're at 286 supporters. A salute to you with 31 days. Again, folks, this is fresh. But guess what? It's Friday. It's a payday. Don't give me no nonsense. As soon as you get home, you thought, you know, looking for new comic books, this is one of those that you're going to have to support from one of the fantastic new publisher on the scene, baby, and a pen in the building, baby. So talk to me about Maui. What's going on here with this book? You know, what's up?
Yeah, I was talking with a friend of mine, Joshua Sky, who I met through Heavy Metal. He was one of the good guys, so we continue to talk about making comics. And that was the day that the wildfires broke out in Maui. And we had just heard while we were on the phone, and Joshua is from Maui. And so, you know, we were like, oh, this looks bad. And, you know, didn't think much of it. But a couple of days later, you know, as all the details kind of came out and the devastation, you know, it was just, you know, just so tragic. And we were talking and trying to figure out ways that we could help. And, you know, comics is always has a great community, and we come together to help, you know, those in need. You know, COVID, you know, came together with Bink to help retailers. You know, Joel mentioned Hero Initiative as well. It's a great charity. So, you know, there's a great, you know, tradition in comics in doing that. So Joshua put me in touch with some of the community in Maui, Alika. I'm blanking on his last name, but he is the owner of Maui's comic shop and helps run Maui Comic Con. And I talked to him about, you know, the best ways to, you know, serve the community. And, you know, out of that conversation, we created Maui Strong Anthology. The guys at Zoop, you know, stepped up to help us out. They did the Ukraine benefit book as well. So, you know, they have a nice background. And one of the founders at Zoop, we all know from IDW as well, Eric Moss. So it was a natural fit, and it was the quickest thing we could do to be able to get some relief to, you know, the victims as quickly as possible.
You're going to approach to doing not just awesome service, but independent creators before the world. Look at it. Look at these guys. Jeez, yo. Let me tell you, man, honored to talk to folks like you. But, so look, folks, look how easily you can get involved. Your digital copy for $8, physical for $15. You know, retailer bundles, man, get 5 copies for 37 beans and do some stuff, you know, good service, you know, donation, you know, storing in $5. And then there's, you know, add-ons with commissions. Ooh, talk about these artists you got with the commissions, because look at that work that's just there on display.
Yes, these artists are also Maui natives. All the creators on this project are. Because, you know, that was the best way we could help. And then they could, you know, honor their people by telling the stories, you know, of their people. So it's all Maui natives. And, you know, a lot of them are, you know, donating all the proceeds, you know, directly to Maui Rapid Relief. So everything is going to be going to those folks and going directly to help the victims.
Awesomeness. I mean, look at that. I mean, look at the book over here. Some nice soft porn right there for you guys. Collectible. Beautiful cover. You know what I mean? Look at writer Joshua Sky, artist Carl Shinyama, letterer Cal Mutal, editor Carl Shinyama. I mean, a whole bunch of stories. I mean, look at that artistry there. I mean, look at it. Book, dude. Fun.
Ooh. Yeah, and there's a, you know, wide breadth of creators, you know, and they're, you know, all, you know, young up and comers. So there are also many of them are going to be at the show this weekend at Maui Comic Con.
Maui. Carl. Hey, look at that. All right. You know what? You guys want to have this conversation about these shows, get into it. So talk about those Comic Con presences. I mean, is it new to Magma Comics? You know, a couple of new ones, or you've been doing it this year?
Yes, we haven't done any shows yet. You know, as Magma, you know, I was with Heavy Metal for a little bit, and we did some tabling with them. But as a new entity, this will be our first. But, you know, we're no strangers to the convention circuit. Not joining us today is our director of operations, Mike Ford. And here's a big surprise. He used to be at IDW as well.
Oh, really? What a question.
Yeah, right? So he was director of operations, and now he's our director of operations, and will be, you know, working with all our distributors and our printers. And also a big part of his job is trade shows, which, you know, he did, you know, for years. So, you know, he knows all the people, knows all the ins and outs. And yeah, we're going to start. Our first show will be at WonderCon coming up next year. Nice. What is it, March? Late March? Yeah.
March 29th and 31st in Anaheim, California.
Yeah, man, Joel is on the pulse, baby. He ain't playing. So you guys are excited about, you know, showing the world the Magma Comics, you know, books and line, you know, especially, you know, for your first Comic Con coming up in 2024. I mean, I know I'm excited. I'm always happy when I see, you know, new indie books, new indie creators, you know, it just people putting on something different. And like knowing where you guys are coming from in this conversation, I'm very confident that this is going to be hella
hella awesome.
Thanks, Al, man. Appreciate the vote of confidence.
Yo.
We've been working hard on it. We've been, you know, putting our heart in it. You know, no one works in comics for the money. You know, we love it. We love the art form, and you know, we want to see it do well, and you know, for now and in the future. And you know, it all starts with the creators. You know, they're the ones that are making the stuff. You know, everyone, you know, they talk about the big hits. You know, Dark Knight Returns, Watchmen. You know, but if you look at it, it's the creators, you know, it's Frank Miller, it's Alan Moore and Dave Gibbons, you know, those are the people that made those things fly, you know.
So are there any dream creators you would like to have, you know, see on board, you know, and do something for Magma? As a nerd, this is a nerd.
Well, you know, any of those names I just mentioned.
Yeah, I think we have an option to work with a lot of these people, but someone who I feel like this last year belongs to is just to talk people. Is Daniel Warren Johnson on Transformers and do a power bomb? I did like one cover with him back in the day, but man, I would love to work with that guy more. He's just a
beast. Talent. He's a beast. Yeah, honestly, yeah, I would definitely like to see him do more indie work and do some wild stuff. Cause yeah, I'm excited. I liked his work before. It's so heavy metal, you know, rock. You know what I mean? Like that. Like, yo, and I'm digging what he's doing with what he's working on. But yeah, please do more Daniel. You know, give him more work. I mean, we need more cats like that doing some fun stuff. So, all right. So you got the WonderCon coming up. Anything after WonderCon, or is that the only one you have lined up thus far?
Oh, we've got a big plan. We haven't announced too much, but even before WonderCon, we're going to be having a small appearance that Joel can talk about.
Ooh. So to help get the retailers in sync for the year, there's a special conference of retailers and publishers. In February, it's going to be in Pittsburgh. It's kind of a way for publishers to let the retailers know their plans for the year, get them all together, share ideas, share information, previews, and we're going to be launching at the Comics Pro conference in Pittsburgh February 22nd. So we're excited about that. After WonderCon, we're going to be mixing it up actually between conventions and store appearances, because we feel we want to have that presence both for the fans and the retailers and where the fans shop. So we've got appearances at different stores where our creators live and that we believe in as well, throughout the U.S. and possibly bigger, but we're starting with U.S. appearances. And you will see us at various times in the April to July timeframe. So more to come.
We're all San Diego, so I don't feel like it's a spoiler to say we'll probably be at San Diego.
Sure.
Get it done. That's probably the one I'll see you guys at then, for sure. I'm going to go next year to that one. You know, I got to skip WonderCon because, you know, unfortunately, Uncle Sam wants to harass little people and not the big people. So thank you, Uncle Sam. Now I got a couple. Thank you. I appreciate you guys for the debt you think I owe you. Anyway. that's one of the con plans. But, you know, San Diego, I definitely want to see you guys. Hopefully have some fun, you know, meet some creators and get some books signed and, you know, and dig into your brain further and see where your energy is at then, you know, because I'm pretty sure it's going to be even more exciting with a bigger line. Because I'm digging everything. I'm loving the logo, the branding, the books you guys are coming out with. I mean, so these books that, before we go, I'm just curious, the books that were running through, like the heavy metal line that I showed before, and even, look at Amber Blaze, say word. I mean, talk about these things. Like, this one I see was part of Magma. Is this coming straight up to the Magma line? And is this straight up Magma, or what's popping with these?
Yeah, these were published originally through Heavy Metal. So it was when Magma was an imprint there. Yeah. So those are a couple of titles that are going to be coming back into print with us later on. So it kind of gives us, can give folks a taste of the kind of stuff that we're doing. You know, we're not ready to make any announcements. We're going to be debuting our first titles in April. So we're going to have two coming out.
My birthday month. What a gift for me. Hey.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we'll send you some copies for sure. Yeah, April, we'll have a couple of books launching. And then May will be our third launch title And then after that, we'll be, you know, announcing the next couple of waves.
Waves, you hear this, folks? Oh my, I'm excited. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. In the friendly publishers, like, yo, they got plans, they got ideas, and, you know, bless on the journey, man. I love to see you guys get together, make things happen, help others, bring good story. I mean, are there any particular stories that you could talk about that you're excited about seeing?
Oof. They're all exciting.
We're excited about the genres that we're bringing. I mean, we've had the experience doing all ages and YA, and we want to focus more on the word adult is misleading. So mature. We want to get some horror titles. We want to get some action adventure with a sci-fi twist. It's going to be familiar themes, but kind of enjoyable, you know, easy reads.
More for a little bigger brain than a child, right? You know what I'm saying?
Correct. More for the you know, the adult reader.
The actual one
again,
that
when we say mature adult.
Right.
Correct. Nothing against the other genres. We love all ages books that bring our new readers, but that's not what we're going to service yet. We want to really focus on our collectors and our readers that, you know, enjoy these deep genres, and we want to take them in fun directions. So
you need to be a romance novelist, because you know this is like just sweetness is talking to my ear right now. What are you doing here?
Well, again, it's a lot of being in front of the fans and the retailers, and just, you know, speaking to what they want, and unlike I write nonfiction normally, so to write fiction, it's exciting, and I'm just helping to sell it. I trust the guys, our creators that we're bringing their passion alive. So we have to bring that same passion to help make that journey possible for them. And I think
the energy is being expressed here. I mean, the guys here, even on top of you talk, their smile has not dropped for a second. I was like, yeah. So, you know, it's wonderful, natural energy. I'm feeling it. I'm really excited. I can't wait to see what Magma will be bringing to the game. You know, I'm going to be telling my shop, Wonderland Comics, and put them in Connecticut. All right. So you guys know.
Okay.
All right. That's my local, you know, I'll put them on too. You got to get putting some Magma on them shows, because they do support indie. So, you know,
that's wonderful.
I kind of like the shop. Now, if you don't support indie, I can't fuck with you too much. You know what I mean? It's like, just to be honest, I can't. I go to a straight shop that I only see Big Two stuff. It's like, only Big Two I want to see is my old school Conan's, that I'm trying to finish the old school run. That's it. Right? Okay. You know.
Yeah. I like kind of going back to the man child retailer you're talking about earlier, you know, like we're going to be making books that guy should be reading instead of worrying about, you know, Captain America and Spider-Man. Like,
yeah, man.
Dude, you're not 12 year old anymore. Like, and comics is a medium. It's not a genre, you know. Like, we could tell sophisticated stories, you know, Howard Chaykin's been around for decades doing that. And, you know, European, you know, and Italy and France and Spain, you know, these genres have been growing for years, and we just need to, you know, allow it to grow up, and people can get their fix on superheroes and movies now. So, you know, you need to look at, you know, something else in your comics, you know.
Thank people you.
They love manga, you know, the kids love manga. It's like, that's, you know, where there's some new interesting stuff there, you know, and the whole culture war, manga versus comics, like, but the manga is comics. Like, it's just Japanese comics. It's coming from that country. Yeah, it's all comics, you know. Dogman, Batman, you know.
The Church of Denton right here, bro. Preach, man. Right? Preach, because it is the damn truth. I say this to people all the time. The stuff that ran from the beach is not for us. When it was done, it wasn't even for us, you know, but we enjoyed it. You know what I mean? Now it's just not for us. You know what? And that's okay. Let those characters survive for the new generation. Sure. And you know what? This is why Magma's here. That's, you know, to help in your journey to, you know, not say grow up, but rather, you know, see that you have options.
Right.
Comics is the frontier of creativity, right? Like, we can do things in comics that are so off the wall and so crazy out there. I mean, just look, I edited Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for over a decade, and like, just that name, right? Like, you're not going to get that from a movie, you know, a new movie coming out. It's comics is the laboratory to explore new creativity, and that's what we need to be doing, right? You can't do that. You can tell a creative story through Captain America, through Batman, but that's been done before, right? We've seen Batman. So let's keep pushing that envelope, right?
We'll be limited to their creativity within that through because of the IP and the upper echelon, if you will. It's going to tell them, no, you can't do that. That's the beauty of indie and folks like you that allow the independent creation, that the creativity, freedom. Woo, baby.
Let's get weird.
Yeah, that's it. I want to see that Magma Comics. Let's get weird. You know, let's do it. That should be the whole joint right there, baby. I love it, Bobby. You don't kill it. All right, no, guys, Bobby, Denton, Joe, you guys are awesome. You know what I mean, folks? I'm gonna show this on screen again. I have all more links. Send me more of your links, guys. I want to tell everybody where else to go, because right now you can follow my X at Magma Comics. That's where the X folks are. But of course, this new project is out on Zoop right now. You're even at $394, baby. You know, this is going to keep going. You got 10 supporters now. It keeps going, baby. I love it. People are going for it right there. Support the project. Maui is strong, baby. 31 days left. Yeah, it is the Friday. And if you didn't get paid this Friday, I know you're getting paid next Friday. So don't give me no BS. You got a whole month to support this project, all right? That's for Fridays. Don't give me no BS, mi gente. You know, let's make it happen and support our sisters and brothers out there in the Pacific, right? And thank you again, Denton, Joe, Bobby, for, you know, bringing this new independent label, giving creators a new chance, giving them fair opportunity and winnings. I mean, you guys are, in fact, champs. So a salute and a big wave out to you guys, man. Woo! I'm digging it. I hope to see you guys at San Diego Comic-Con. Folks, you know what it is. Check them out. Honest to God, you're going to appreciate it. Links are below. I mean, and this is, you know, this project here, it's also a nice present to give someone. And, you know, so, you know, support a holiday, you know, and a good deed. You win, they win, everybody wins. You know what I mean? Woo! Mm-hmm. And do some good work, people, and support independent creation, you know, and our people, as I said. You know, thank you again, guys. Hasta la próxima. Much love. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Conversators podcast. If you like the content, please subscribe and turn on notifications. Also, please visit Conversators.com and our extended podcast family over at Undercoverkings.com. And also, make sure to download the Conversators app on the Google Play Store today.